Michael DeVost. He's running as an independent candidate for governor. He lives and works in the Northeast Kingdom as a house cleaner, and I spoke with him recently and asked him why he wanted to be the next governor of Vermont.
What really motivated me to run was the fact that I lived in Vermont my whole life and way up north, and one of the things that made me really want to run this year was the fact that I see so much, especially in my area and traveling in all small rural areas, how much it's been like forgotten or neglected through like politics over the years. And also the fact that I'm really tired of misinformation and people lying to the people. You know, I just feel like now's the time to try to at least get my voice heard out there to say, you know, enough's enough.
When you talk about the Northeast Kingdom being forgotten, do you think the state places too much of an emphasis, for instance, on Chittenden County?
I really think a lot of the politics that we have in office currently, that they do focus more on, like, Chittenden, Burlington, you know, like all these other big areas. Just to give a perfect example, we have, like, roads where they're not even painted and signs that are faded, you know, and it's like some of these roads haven't been touched for at least 10 years.
And you also mentioned telling the truth.
Yeah.
What did you mean by that?
I think there's some things that are really misinformation because, when I've been talking to him, I can tell it's different from what he's telling the people. And some of the media outlets, not just in Vermont, but like all over the world, are portraying it. So it's kind of like, who's telling what, you know? A perfect example of this is in 2002, America had SARS. Well, according to CDC, SARS is worse than COVID. And we didn't do some of the stuff we did now. And I get we don't have a vaccine yet, but it's like, we really need to inform people real information, you know.
In your opinion, has Governor Scott been too protective in closing down the Vermont economy?
I don't want to say he did a horrible job, but I feel there's certain things that could have been better. So I don't think he did a total bad job, but there's definitely some things like the state of emergency that he keeps extending. That has hurt especially my area quite a bit because we don't have, like, hardly any businesses open. We don't have my job. I lost it because it was due to tourists and everything. So it's like, I get you want to protect people, but I think there could have been other ways to do it.
You know, Michael, if the governor was here right now, he might point to any number of other states that have really relaxed their rules and regulations, and they're starting to see a second surge. So what would you say to him under those circumstances?
Well, like I said, like there's some things I think could have been better, and there's some things like I think that he did really good. Like definitely like seeing other states like and relaxing, I can see where some of them have gone really horrible. Because like if you really think about it, And this is nothing to bash him or anybody else, but and it even goes with our president. You know, we had something that a lot of people weren't common with. So we can't, me personally, I feel like I can't totally bash him because who's to say someone else could have done better or worse? Because it was something that we just got thrown at, you know? So I think for some of the things, he did really good. But I think with jobs, like, I don't know. The best way to put it is with jobs, I think would have been better if it was slowly, gradually shut down, said all at once, like a light switch, you know, to figure out facts and then go from there type things.
Michael, on a different subject, some people feel that Vermont is not an affordable place for many people to live anymore. Would you agree with that?
I would agree because most of the people I graduated with are no longer in Vermont. I've seen a lot of people leave. The cost of living is just way too much compared to the minimum wage. And it's pretty sad, like, you know, whether you have two jobs and you're a family doing it or a single person doing two or three, you struggle, and it's hard.
Would you support raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour over a 4 or 5 year period?
I agree, yes, because I think we need to raise it a little bit to at least get a little more modern. And if we can't raise it for whatever reason, or because certain lawmakers or whatever doesn't want to vote for it, then I think we need to really lower some taxes or get rid of some non-necessary taxes like the soda tax and stuff to try to even out the balance, if you know what I mean.
Michael, if you could accomplish one major goal in your first year in office as governor, what would it be?
Well, that's a really good one. If I could accomplish one thing, honestly, it would be to try to unite everybody again that have fallen divided from a lot of the stuff since the pandemic, and kind of also really try to help create more jobs and, you know, better pay for everybody. Because honestly, like, without Vermonters in general, there is really no Vermont. And that's why I said way back that my area has been like neglected or forgotten, because so many people in the powers way back from Howard Dean to now, it's like, there really hasn't been anybody looking out for the little guys. So I would want really these small communities that have been forgotten to really have a voice and really be, hey, you know, let's work together to try to make these communities stronger.
Michael DeVost is a independent candidate for governor. Michael, many thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thank you, and thank you for PBR for giving me this opportunity.